The council has hung up over a proposed 1% increase in Lexington's tax on insurance premiums. Among the city officials withholding support is Lexington Mayor Jim Gray. As part of the effort, Gray's willing to fund a city office that coordinates services for homeless people. However, he won't support a tax increase until its details are ironed out.
In my view, the plan comes first. Appropriate due diligence and education before we make long-term decisions about public investment.
During a hearing at Lexington City Hall, homeless advocate Kate Savage showed photos and told the stories of several homeless people. If it means helping them, Savage is willing to pay higher taxes.
I'm just an average person, and for $13.54, I would willingly give you today more than that to help these people have a decent roof, have hope, have faith, and have some future.
Among opponents to a tax increase was Carolyn Elliott of the Lexington Landlord Association. Elliott argues affordable shelter is already available. Plus, she says, a lot of tax money is currently spent on the needs of the homeless.
Already, these agencies are getting a combined total of $15 million. $15 million. And you want more to throw at a problem that hasn't been fixed?
Councilmember Kevin Stinnett agrees a tax increase is not needed.
If we're going to fund programs for PDR and other things, this should also be funded through our general fund revenues, which we have to find a way to do that.
Rather than a tax increase, some opponents say the city should seek out another funding source for the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. However, Steve Kay, who co-chaired the Mayor's Commission on Homelessness, doubts there's a better option. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.